Israel says it's preparing for a military operation to be carried out if Syria transfers weapons to Lebanese resistance group Hezbollah. The Israeli Minister of Military Affairs says Syria may transfer advanced munition system to Hezbollah. He says Israeli intelligence agencies will monitor the situation in Syria. Russia warns the West against taking any unilateral action against Syria outside the UN Security Council. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin says such a move would only undermine the authority of the world body. Russia, along with China, vetoed a sanctions resolution against Syria on Thursday. In Bahrain, protests have been held in several places in the country. In Daraa's people called for the downfall of the regime. Similar protests were also held in Bilad al-Qadim and Musalla, where regime forces fired tear gas to disperse people. One protester was wounded in Musalla. Yemeni protesters take to the streets in the northern city of Sa'da, condemning a foreign interference in their country's affairs. The demonstration took place after the Muslim Friday prayers. The protesters shouted slogans against the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Israel. They also called for the expulsion of the American ambassador. The former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, says Israel must use an attack on a bus in Bulgaria as an excuse to target Iran. American-Israeli officials have linked Wednesday's bomb attack in Bulgaria to Lebanon's Hezbollah and the Iranian government. Iran has denied the charges. An Israeli protester who set himself on fire at a social justice demonstration dies of severe wounds. Moshe Selman was in critical condition since he torched himself on Saturday. He had accused Israeli authorities of robbing him and leaving him unable to afford medication or rent. The gunman kills at least 12 people in the U.S. state of Colorado. The incident took place in the city of Aurora. Police have arrested a suspect. He's been identified as 24-year-old James Holmes. He was a doctoral student at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. 1 year after the declaration of famine in southern Somalia, nearly 4 million people are still in need of help. The UN says the humanitarian situation in the country has remained critical. UN agencies are urging donors to provide nearly $600 million to address people's needs.